nation has
been. There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
This is Money Talks. Good morning. I'm Teddy Parrish, CFA, and this is the show that tells you everything about your money here. And today we have some good guys. We have Matt Haynes, Director of Strategy, and Troy Harmon, Director of Research, joining me today.
Good morning.
And we have a jam-packed show. Of course, this is Atlanta's longest-running, most-respected money show on radio, and we're here to answer questions about your money. We typically start the show out with a little talk about what happened in the stock market, the economy, and earnings, et cetera. Pretty exciting stuff going on, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. exciting, maybe not always be in a good way. If you look at what's happened in the last week, markets lost, 1.5% thereabouts.
Yeah.
What do you think led the way down? Any wild guesses? Maybe 5.7% out of energy?
Couldn't be energy stocks. There's no
Couldn't be energy, yeah. Anytime the utilities are leading, you know that it's probably not the best time in the market. But that's what we're looking at. Utilities were the only thing positive in the last week, up 1.15%. That leaves us year to date. We still see we've got a positive return overall, 12.7%.
So we don't have anything to complain about, Matt. That's a great return.
Well, 12,
that's above the long-term average.
Absolutely, yeah. About 10.5% is the long-term average, and we're at 12.7 for the year.
And we got some questions. I know we'll get to those later. People are complaining about, I can't say what I really want to say on the air, complaining about a stock being down one day.
If you look, I guess, at the VIX, how long has it been since we actually had a little bit of volatility in the market?
We've 2011,
had a, right? Yeah, we had a bump in the road back in, September, October. But as far as long-term volatility,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, it has. And even now, the volatility we've had in the past week pales by comparison to September and October. So
definitely.
Yeah, it's tough to complain a whole lot.
So healthcare is up 28%, utilities 26% over the past
amazing,
year.
Amazing, huh?
Information tech up 20. Energy.
Yeah, it's the only negative year to date.
Yep. So
it's down 12.37%. Oil has fallen since middle of the year? We're down
45%.
Yes, 43, at it. And I saw today, Thursday, that it that we broke $60 a barrel.
Let me tell you something. When I first got into this business, working with Hensler and Gene, we treated oil prices like any other commodity. It's very difficult to understand where it's going. Every time you predict where it's going to go, it typically goes the opposite way. And it never moves in a rational way. Supply and demand is what's supposed to move it long term, but OPEC's in the middle. So it's always volatile. So
no doubt.
And there's a lot of speculation in the price. Going up to 145, there was a lot of speculation.
Exactly. And, there's a lot of times we'll sit and complain about core CPI, the inflation measure, and why it doesn't include energy and food prices
that
we all have to pay when we see those things spike up. But right now, they're spiking down, and you don't hear anybody complaining.
Nobody's whining.
Exactly. Yeah. Not included in the inflation numbers.
Yeah. So last week we had the granddaddy of them all, the employment situation report.
Right. Yeah. Great news there.
Big number.
Right. 321,000 jobs added. What did we expect? Like 220,000 is normally, the monthly average.
Did it have a lot of junk in it?
It wasn't terrible. But the one thing that you did see is unemployment didn't change. We're still at about 5.8%, which is a little above the longer run average. But it's still not bad at this point.
Yeah.
The growth was about 0.4%.
Yeah.
So
good number.
Not too bad overall.
And the chain store sales snapshot. We could just skip that. The weekly data there really is.
It is volatile, but good thing is it was I guess there were pluses and minuses. So you're right.
What's the big deal there? Yeah.
Right. Wholesale trade, we see inventories building again, and that's usually an indicator that we'll see growth in the future. So they were up 0.4%. I think analysts had expected 0.2%.
Yeah, you can read it a number of ways. Of course, if it goes the opposite way, they'll spin it to a positive
right.
too. But typically when they're building, it shows confidence from manufacturers
producers
that the future looks bright.
Right, yep. We see the job openings and labor turnover survey, the jolts, and that's one thing that I think the Fed watches pretty closely. You know, it was a moderate positive, I think. You see the overall number moved up 3.3% in September, and then we see hires were essentially flat, and separations were about the same, you know. So I guess overall positive in that.
And it looks like the MBA mortgage application survey actually popped up.
Yeah, that's
this
a significant
week.
Rebound.
7.3% overall, and refinancing has actually advanced 13.2%.
Right.
Well, is that just a lag from the holiday or what?
I think it's probably a lot of it. Very few people go buying new homes this time of year, but we do see that the home purchase index was up 1.3.
Yeah.
But yeah, during the month of or the week of Thanksgiving rather, numbers were way negative.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm sure that this is a rebound in that case.
Yeah.
We saw retail sales rose 0.7% in November as well. This actually includes a lot of that Thanksgiving shopping, but in reality, this is generally it's lags shortly after Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
and in this case, it actually didn't do that. And when you think about what all is included. This is, you would think, with gasoline prices falling as hard
yep.
as they have,
mm-hmm.
that it would be a negative. But, you know, the numbers still maintained even with the gas price down.
So what kind of impact was, I mean, it just seemed this year like your Black Friday deals
mm-hmm.
started in like July.
Yeah, no, they were.
It just seemed earlier this year.
They started earlier than last year.
Every
year it's going to start earlier until...
Right.
You know, in December of next year, we're going to have
right.
December 26th, we're going to have Christmas sales.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks, we're going to have Christmas sales.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that when the Cyber Monday numbers came out, they were expecting rises on average about 21%. They came
mm-hmm.
in at about 9%, but they started talking about exactly what you're saying. You saw retailers out there trying to drive sales much earlier. And portion of this has got to be attributed to the notion that, you know, UPS didn't get everybody's stuff to their house last year. So
yeah.
it could be the consumer reacting a little bit to the fact that they didn't receive their stuff.
And so, we're on a short run this year, too, right?
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving being as late as it was in the month.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how you guys feel, but Christmas is here, right? I mean,
the
end of
yeah.
the year is here, basically.
Yep.
It's such a short run now between Thanksgiving and in the new year, it affects all that.
There's always this build up to Christmas. Like beginning of the year, the fourth quarter is always has the most growth projected, and lately is kind of disappointed. And retail sales are expected to be huge every year, and some years it's just not. Last year was one of those years where it was only mediocre.
Right.
This year, I mean, doesn't look to be that great.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, overall retail sales were 5.1% above the year-ago number, and they say it's the strongest growth we've seen since July of 2013, so that's got to be a plus.
It's a plus for November, right?
For November. November, okay. Right.
Cool. So jobless claims actually fell 3,000 in the week.
Yeah, the longer-term number is showing like 300,000 lower, so that's a huge positive. And, you know, part of the short-term thing that you're looking at has got to be seasonal hiring because, you know, Christmas when retail does ramp up so big, there is a big push to hire temporary employees.
Yeah.
So it's probably the biggest number. And we saw interest rates actually fall. That's probably one of the reasons that we saw a little bit of increase in the mortgage activity. 30-year mortgage rates only fell like 4 basis points, but any decline usually will bring folks out.
10-year actually fell 13 basis points. That's a pretty big drop.
That is.
2.18%. Yeah.
The 5-year was down 9 basis points.
Yeah.
Overall, pretty good stuff.
Yep. So we have any company earnings? Let's see here.
We did.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
You know, I came real close to trying to find a way to get Krispy Kreme donuts here for the show. I just thought, man, if we're going to be here, we might as well eat right. And I couldn't make it happen today.
Yeah.
We need a Krispy Kreme closer.
Because their earnings, because their earnings were down?
Yeah.
That's why you didn't bring it in?
Yeah.
You know, this is one that they did miss earnings. They missed revenues. But what I'm wondering is if this is a longer-term trend. You know, folks, it seems like young people especially, they're eating better and better. I'm the one who's left over, who doesn't eat well.
I know what you're about to say. Go ahead.
No, never mind. We'll talk about it after the break.
That's a good point. When you talk about that.
You're about to talk about me. I know that. Hey, don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.